Okay, so imagine this. You're on a software team.
Right.
Yeah. At a company that, you know, makes medical devices.
Okay.
And you've just heard this incredibly powerful presentation from a father whose daughter's life was actually saved by one of the devices.
Wow.
That your team built. I mean, talk about a powerful moment.
Yeah.
That's where our deep dive takes us into today.
Right.
We're going to meet Marco.
Okay.
He's the team lead.
Gotcha.
And his team, Sarah, Raj, Palm, Rachel, May, and Lisa, they're all kind of wrestling with this question of how to translate that really emotional punch, you know,
yeah,
into lasting change in their work.
Yeah.
How do you make that stick?
Right, right. Because it's fascinating how this experience, I mean, it brings up a really crucial question.
Yeah.
How do you build systems that honor the weight of that responsibility?
Mm.
I mean, when lives are literally on the line.
It's not just about, like, feeling good.
Right. Right.
They want this to be more than just a fleeting moment of inspiration.
Yeah.
They're looking for something deeper.
Totally.
I was really struck by, in this story, how the CEO, Grant, was even visibly moved by this presentation.
Oh, wow.
You know, even at the top.
That's a great point, you know, because it really underscores how these feelings are kind of universal, you know, like that vulnerability.
Yeah.
And the desire to actually make a difference. It's not limited by, like, you know, what's your position on the org chart?
Right, right.
Even those at the very top, you know, they can be touched by these kinds of stories.
Absolutely. And for Marco's team, I think it really crystallizes something important for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're realizing that quality, you know.
Yeah.
It isn't just about checking boxes and passing audits.
Right.
It's about actually being there for people in their most vulnerable moments.
Absolutely. And that's where their desire for this, you know, lasting change really comes in.
Yeah.
They get that, you know, inspiration alone isn't enough.
They
need something more solid. Mm. They need to translate that feeling into systems, something that'll keep that sense of purpose right there, you know?
Yeah, front and center.
Every single day.
So how do they do that?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Marco starts introducing some tools.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the evaporating cloud?
I have.
Or the future reality tree?
I'm familiar with the names.
Okay.
But I could use a refresher, honestly, on how they actually work in practice.
So these are both part of Goldratt's thinking processes, right?
Yeah.
And they're designed to help break down complex problems and actually find these win-win solutions. Marco actually learned these from his mentor, Sam, who's like a huge believer in these.
Yeah.
He uses them to improve teamwork and just achieve better outcomes overall.
Okay. So let's start with the evaporating cloud. What is that all about?
It's a way to untangle those messy conflicts that we often face in our work. Like, you know, the classic speed versus quality,
right?
You know, that tug of war. So the evaporating cloud helps you identify what are the underlying assumptions that are driving that conflict.
Right.
And then you get to challenge those assumptions and see if they're really true.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this could be helpful.
Right.
But could you give me an example?
Yeah.
Of how Marco's team is actually using this.
Sure, sure. So they realize that they often rush through certain steps just to meet the deadlines, right?
Right.
Assuming that's the only way to be fast. But using the evaporating cloud, you know, they start to kind of poke at that assumption. Like, could they actually save time in the long run if they built in, you know, more quality checks early on?
Yeah.
Would catching issues, like, before they snowball actually make them faster?
That's a great point. It's like that old saying, a stitch in time saves nine.
Exactly. Exactly.
So by challenging their assumptions, they start to see that, oh, maybe speed and quality aren't actually enemies after all.
Exactly. And you know what they discover?
Quick.
That by building quality in from the start, they can actually streamline the entire process.
Right.
And it could actually save them time down the line.
Okay.
It's really about shifting their mindset, you know, from simply reacting to problems to actually proactively preventing them.
Okay. That makes sense for the evaporating cloud.
Yeah.
What about the future reality tree? How does that fit into their plan?
Think of it as a roadmap.
Oh, yeah?
It's a roadmap to achieving this, you know, desired outcome.
Okay.
And it helps map out the specific actions that you need to take to actually get there. In this case, Marco's team, they have this very clear goal.
Yeah.
Consistently deliver life-saving medical devices.
Yeah.
So the future reality tree is going to help them break that really ambitious goal down.
Okay.
into these manageable steps.
So they're not just riding this wave of emotion.
No, not at all.
They're getting really strategic about translating that feeling into, like, tangible action.
Precisely. And that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
They start identifying very specific changes that they can make.
Okay, like what?
Things like, you know, automated testing.
Okay.
Like testing that actually mimics real-world scenarios.
Right.
They talk about building quality checks into every single stage of development and maintaining a sustainable pace.
Right.
So they don't burn out.
Yeah. They also talk about creating these, like, really robust communication channels.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With other departments and establishing these, like, regular reviews of their assertion strategy.
Yeah.
Basically making sure that the assumptions that they're building the software on are still valid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, like, being proactive.
Right.
And building quality into, like, the very fabric of their process.
And the shift from just pure emotion to this focused action, it's crucial.
Yeah.
They're not just reacting to this one event.
Right.
They're building systems to make sure it happens every single time. And this brings us to a concept we talked about before, the flat demand curve.
Oh, yeah. Remind me about that one. How does the flat demand curve relate to Marco's team here?
So a flat demand curve basically means creating a more sustainable workflow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not constantly scrambling.
Right, right.
To meet these unrealistic deadlines. Yeah. So if they can manage their workload better, more effectively, they won't have to choose, you know, between speed and quality.
Right.
They can actually have both.
Oh, I see the connection now.
Yeah.
They're using these tools.
Right.
To find that sweet spot.
Totally.
Where they can deliver high quality products.
Yeah.
Consistently without burning themselves out.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about working smarter.
Right.
Not harder.
Yeah.
And aligning their daily actions with their ultimate goal, which is delivering those life-saving devices.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning.
Oh.
We'll dive deeper into how they implement all of this in the next part of our deep dive.
So they've got the tools, they've got the goal clearly defined.
Right.
Now it's time to, you know, turn those ideas into action.
Exactly.
What I find really interesting is that Marco isn't just, you know, dictating orders.
Right.
He's actually facilitating this whole process,
really
empowering his team to find the solutions together.
That's a hallmark of, you know, really effective leadership.
Yeah.
It is. He's not just telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. He's giving them a framework.
Yeah.
To make better decisions.
Right.
Using those tools from the theory of constraints
to
guide their thinking.
Which is where his mentorship from Sam really comes into play, right?
Absolutely.
He's learned these concepts from someone who's been in the trenches.
Yeah.
So he can share that real world wisdom with his team.
Totally. And he encourages them to really think critically about their assumptions.
Okay.
You know, question the status quo,
which
is so crucial in software development where everything's changing all the time.
It's easy to just, like, you know, get caught up in the day-to-day grind.
Oh, totally.
And go with the flow.
Yeah.
But what Marco is doing is he's fostering a culture of continuous improvement.
It is, yeah.
You know, they're not just blindly following orders.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually engaged in the process.
Right.
Coming up with their own ideas.
Yeah, and that sense of ownership.
Yeah.
It's key for any change.
Right.
To actually stick.
Yeah, yeah.
When people feel like they're part of the solution, they're more likely to, like, buy in.
Right.
And make it work.
So they're making headway. They're implementing the automated testing they're building and the quality checks.
Yeah.
They're figuring out how to manage their workload more sustainably.
Mm-hmm.
But how does all of this tie back to that initial spark of purpose they felt?
Right.
You know, after hearing that father's story.
Yeah.
How do they keep that emotional connection alive?
Oh, that's a good question.
Amidst all the, like, you know, nitty gritty of coding and deadlines.
That's where the future reality tree really shines. It's not just this, like, product management tool.
Yeah.
It's a way to connect those daily tasks to that big goal,
delivering
those life-saving devices. It's a tangible reminder of why they do what they do.
So it's like they're weaving that initial inspiration into the very fabric of their work.
Totally.
It becomes more than just this feeling. Mm. It's an integral part of their process.
Exactly. And that's what's so powerful about finding meaning in your work.
Yeah.
It's not just about being efficient or hitting deadlines.
Uh-huh.
It's about aligning your efforts with a larger purpose.
Right.
Something that actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
In the world.
Which is such a universal desire.
It is.
Regardless of what your profession is.
Totally.
We all want to feel like our work matters.
Absolutely.
Like we're contributing to something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. And when you can connect, you know, what you do every day
yeah.
to something that truly resonates with you, mm-hmm. it's so motivating
yeah.
and fulfilling.
So they're making progress. They're finding this deeper sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But like with any journey, you know,
yeah.
there's always new challenges and opportunities for growth.
Right.
What's next? For Marco and his team, how do they take this to the next level?
One thing that really caught my attention was Tom's suggestion
okay.
to actually share this approach mm-hmm. with other departments.
Oh, interesting.
He sees the value in like spreading the systematic thinking
yeah, yeah.
throughout the whole organization.
And Marco's response is really interesting too. He agrees.
Yeah.
It's a great idea, but he mm-hmm. emphasizes the need to prove it works with their team first.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they need a solid success story.
Right.
Before they start, like, you know,
yeah.
convincing other people to try it.
Absolutely. You got to walk the walk.
Right.
Before you can talk the talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also hints at this, like, potential ripple effect
yeah.
this could have. You know, imagine
yeah.
if this kind of purpose-driven thinking
yeah.
spread throughout the whole company.
It's inspiring to think about. Marco isn't just leading his team.
Right.
He's potentially sparking a movement within his company.
He is.
He's showing everyone that it's actually possible to find meaning and purpose.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
In their work. And that's such a powerful message.
It is. And it's not limited to software development either.
No, I was just thinking that.
This idea of systematic thinking can be applied to any field.
Yeah.
Where people are working towards a common goal.
Absolutely. Whether you're in healthcare or education.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah. Any field.
Yeah. Any field.
These principles can really help achieve better outcomes
yeah.
and create a more fulfilling work environment.
And it all starts with asking the right questions.
It does.
You know, what's our goal?
Yeah.
What are our assumptions?
Totally.
How can we work together?
Right.
To overcome the obstacles in our way?
Right.
It's about challenging the status quo.
Yep.
Embracing that continuous improvement
yeah.
and finding that deeper meaning in everything we do.
It is.
So for our listeners out yeah. there who are wondering how to actually apply these principles
yeah.
to their own work.
Right.
What would you say is the first step?
The first step, I would say just that willingness to challenge your assumptions.
Okay.
You know, don't just accept things as they are.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, why are we doing it this way? Mm-hmm. Is there a better way?
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to seek out those tools and resources
right.
that can help you think more systematically.
Yeah.
The evaporating cloud, the future reality tree.
Uh-huh.
These are just two examples of frameworks
yeah.
that can unlock these incredible insights.
And remember, it's not about finding a quick fix.
Yeah.
You know, it's about building that culture mm-hmm. of continuous improvement.
It is.
Where everyone feels empowered.
Absolutely.
To contribute their ideas oh. and challenge those long-held assumptions.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Right.
But the rewards
yeah.
are worth it.
They are.
When you can align your work with a purpose that's bigger than yourself,
yeah, yeah.
you tap into a whole new level
right.
of motivation
yeah.
and fulfillment. And, you know, organizations like Common Sense Systems,
mm-hmm.
they are dedicated to helping teams do exactly that.
Right, right. There are resources out there to help you.
Yeah.
So what does all this mean for you, the listener?
Yeah, good question.
How can you apply this kind of systematic thinking
mm-hmm.
to your own work?
Yeah.
Whatever field you're in.
Right.
What assumptions might be holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
What would it look like to connect your daily tasks
yeah.
to a larger purpose?
True excellence, it isn't just about doing things right. It's about doing the right things.
Yeah.
It's about finding that deeper meaning.
Yeah.
In everything you do.
And on that note, we'd like to thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes.
Into finding meaning in software.
Absolutely.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own work
mm-hmm.
and life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy to just get like caught up in the day-to-day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the grind.
Totally.
And lose sight of that, like, bigger picture.
Yeah.
But Marco's story, it really reminds us that it's possible to, like, reconnect with that sense of purpose.
It is.
Even when you're, like, you know,
yeah,
in the middle of all those deadlines.
Right.
And the technical challenges and all that. It's about recognizing that our work.
Yeah.
It's more than just a to-do list. You know?
Yeah.
It's a chance to actually contribute to something meaningful, something bigger.
And make a positive impact.
Absolutely.
And the world.
And that shift, right, in perspective.
Yeah.
It can be really empowering.
It is.
It can transform, like, how we approach our work.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like fuel for that motivation to really strive for excellence.
It's about finding that sweet spot where our skills, our passions, and our purpose all kind of click together, you know?
They align.
It all aligns.
Yeah, so as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd love to leave our listeners with some, like, final thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
What are some key takeaways that they can, like, you know, apply to their own lives, regardless of their profession, whatever they do?
I think first and foremost, you know, don't be afraid to ask those tough questions.
Right.
Like, challenge things.
Yeah, yeah.
Status quo. Is there a better way?
Right.
Can we work smarter?
Mm-hmm.
Not harder.
Yep.
But still stay connected to that purpose that drives us.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of those tools.
Right. The resources.
That you were talking about.
Yeah, like the evaporating cloud, you know.
Right, the future reality tree.
The future reality tree. There's so many frameworks out there that can help promote this kind of systematic thinking.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of knowledge
just
waiting to be discovered.
And remember, finding meaning in your work, it's not like a one-time thing, right?
It's not a one and done. No.
It's an ongoing journey.
It is.
You know, of discovery and growth.
It's about cultivating this mindset of continuous improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're always trying to learn and adapt and, you know, make that positive impact.
And on that note, we'd like to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
On this exploration of finding meaning and purpose in the world of software.
Absolutely.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights that you can take with you on your own journey.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning,
keep pushing, and keep striving for that deeper sense of purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
In all that you do.